And it's 12.06 p.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour this Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. It's the end of the month as we know it. And hey, guess what? It's Giving Tuesday as well. And we want you to consider making a donation to the Power Hour, because this is how we stay on the air, folks. If you haven't made your gift to the Power Hour yet, we hope you will consider doing so before midnight tonight. We need your support to continue our mission to inform and educate our listeners about the real challenges we face as a nation. 2022 is almost here. Our team needs your support. And so all you have to do, if you want to, it makes it very easy. You can go to the website at thepowerhour.com and donate there. Or you can call Jay at the Power Mall to make a donation. That number, 877-817-9829. Donate to a worthy cause and help us keep the momentum. We are an independent media network. That is what we are. We're funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads and algorithms. We are basically funded by listeners' purchases at the Power Mall. We have never been funded by globalist advertising dollars, including Big Pharma, and we stand by that decision. So we appreciate the fact that you are listening on a regular basis, and do please make a purchase at the Power Mall or make a donation. And so some of you may be getting an email in your inbox if you have subscribed that allows you to do that, and we appreciate your donation. So now that we've gotten through the important things, we have another important thing, and it's your rights. Your rights under the Constitution of the United States of America. I am a big proponent of that, being of the nature that I am. I raised my hand and took an oath to uphold and defend it when I served during NAM. And so now we have with us an honored guest who is an attorney and author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights near and dear to my heart. John Whitehead is an attorney. His concern for the persecuted and oppressed led him in 1982 to establish the Rutherford Institute. This is a nonprofit civil liberties and human rights organization whose intentional, or rather international headquarters, well, they were intentionally located where? Charlottesville, Virginia. Isn't that amazing how that works? You have these riots and Charlottesville is on the map. Well, for more than one reason. The Rutherford Institute is there also. He is the Institute's president and spokesperson. And in addition to writing a weekly commentary that's posted on the Rutherford Institute's website at rutherford.org, as well as being distributed to several hundred newspapers, he hosts a national public service radio campaign. His aggressive pioneering approach to civil liberties issues has earned him numerous accolades, including, are you ready for this, folks? The Hungarian Medal of Freedom. That's right. And yes, Chance, you were asking for a telephone number for the Rutherford Institute. I hope you're writing this down. It's on the show. It's 434-978-3888. I'm going to repeat that number one more time before we bring John on the air here. 434-978-3888. Now, you can donate. I just joined the Rutherford Institute because they are here to keep the government in check using the Constitution. John Whitehead, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you for having me on, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, you have a new book out as well called Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Can you give me a 40,000-foot view of what is in that book?
Well, I go through all the rights, what's happening in the country, how the country's basically being destroyed by those who want to control us, and they are doing a very good job of it, by the way. But I go into all the SWAT team raids, all the things that are going on, 80,000 annually. They're not recording them. The FBI, by the way, is ramped up their SWAT team raids. They're doing them now on even parents that are objecting at board meetings. FBI is showing up their door sometimes and talking to people. They're intimidating people across the country. And they're reading all of our social media. They're taking down everything we're doing. I have people, we talked about someone before the show started, people are saying, I'm going to disappear. I'm going off the network. But if you have anything like a cell phone, a laptop, the FBI says they can track you wherever they go. They can turn your cell phone on, and it becomes a microphone for them, and your laptop becomes their camera. So if you got any kind of electronic equipment, You're not going to be able to hide. I tell people, people are telling me they're going to do that all the time. No, you're not. So be very, very careful. I think the best thing we can do today is hopefully get a more powerful movement going that will push back all that we're seeing happening in this country. And I'm in all my 40 years of fighting for constitutional freedom at the Rutherford Institute, this is the worst I've ever seen in the country, in my opinion, and the world, where it seems like freedom is collapsing, and we're all standing around. A lot of people just stay around watching and saying, okay, the government's going to save us. Let me tell you something, folks. If you study the history of the world, going way back to imperial regimes from Rome up to Nazi Germany, up to Stalin's Russia, up to what we're seeing happening in China now, what we're seeing happening here, the government does not save people, by the way. It's there to do one thing, and we can talk a little bit about it when we get a chance, the so-called deep state, which is something that basically runs everything. And I've been, former NSA agents have talked to me about the so-called deep state. It runs everything in our country today. And they're there for one thing, two things basically, but one thing really, money and control. They want our money.
They do. And see, the thing, John, that I've always been concerned about is the fact that the government is only there to protect its own interests and not ours. And that's something I think you just honed in on.
Oh, yeah. Franklin Roosevelt, who served as our president during World War II, and has some issues, by the way. But let me give you a quote by him real quick. It's a short quote. He said, "The real truth, as you know," he was talking to a friend, "and I know that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." That's his quote. Can you believe that? He said that.
Yeah. I mean, would he happen to be talking about the Federal Reserve Bank or the central bankers?
Yeah, that was one thing. Yeah, but the banks took over a long time ago. In 1910, the Federal Reserve System was established in a secret meeting, and it was a way to control currency. And you know, with the all the intelligence agencies that really sprung up during World War II, and some things we want to talk about history that most people, I'm just really surprised at how ignorant people are of history, but they don't realize there was after World War II, thousands of Nazis were brought in this country, Nazi leaders, through a thing called Project Paperclip. Look it up, folks. It actually exists, where they went into government colleges, health systems, and they actually helped set up the CIA.
Interesting.
This is they were brought in this country called Project Paperclip. Yes. And who was financing the people like Hitler was the people we're talking about, the people that are running the government worldwide. They want it. And there was actually a meeting, by the way, in Nazi Germany before Hitler got into power, of a bunch of journalists and businessmen. And when they walked out of the meeting, one of the journalists asked one of the businessmen, "What happened here?" And he said, "We hired Hitler," and he walked off. Now, that is the way that the people who run government see things. So the fact is, that's what we have in America today. And that's why we're moving down the path we're moving in. We're moving into a global environment now, which is going to be very, very dangerous. And countries like China, which is our biggest, we owe more money to China than any government in the world, by the way. Trillions of dollars of debt to China and Japan. And China is a government, Bill Gates is funding tremendous amounts of programs, by the way, in China that run all this stuff that we're seeing. But here's a country that locks people up, puts them in concentration camps because they disagree with government. This is who we're getting our money from and who's influencing our government as well. So most people don't realize that.
That's a serious double standard, John. I know. And see, the thing is, with this COVID thing and with this injection, I mean, first off, we have Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, getting on and just mouthing off every other day about what we're going to have to do, basically playing dictates to us. And every time he opens his mouth, I keep thinking and relating everything he says. Yeah, regarding the Constitution. And I'm like, that's not right. And so you might want to elaborate on what kind of agenda these people have and how they violate our civil liberties.
Well, they don't care about the Constitution. The Constitution, by the way, Most people have no idea what's in the Constitution. It's not taught very well in schools today. Some schools, not at all, basically, from when I talk to people. Very few people I talk to can even tell me what's in the Bill of Rights anymore, the first 10 amendments. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution only has 462 words. And most people will not sit down and read the 10 amendments, which basically give us our rights. There are people in this country who threw a monstrous fit when they read the original Constitution. They thought it set up a possible government that would run things much like we're seeing today. So they fought for a Bill of Rights, and we got those Bill of Rights, by the way, from people who fought. And the fellow who wrote the Bill of Rights, James Madison, warned us. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. So trusting anyone in power is really, really ridiculous, especially when you're talking about human beings today, because they're there, like I said. They want your money and if people will read some of my books, especially like Battlefield America or Goblet of Wolves, they will see all the facts I give people. I heavily footnoted what the government's doing. It doesn't care. It's building underground bunkers all over the United States. They have bunkers. They've been there for years, by the way. They have places where they can go escape underground that has malls, the one outside of Washington, D.C., called Mount Weather, actually has its own office of the presidency and an underground, everything that people will need to hide underground, bunkers and all those things in defense. So they don't build those for the American people. They take our money, use it to build what they want, and then they take all the fruits of our labor through taxation or otherwise. So those are the type of people we're seeing, and there have been some studies that we might want to talk about by professors that show us it's worse than we really think.
Interesting. You know, and for those of you who do not understand the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So you see, we the people do have a constitutional say in what goes on in our own backyards. And this, as far as our rights and civil liberties, are they really being stripped away that bad right now, or is this just a big smokescreen to scare everybody into thinking they are?
Well, I think when we give up our right to bodily integrity, and that is the key element here with what we're seeing, once we start moving toward that direction, when we let fear rule our lives, when we're afraid of each other, I mean, when we look at each other today, if you don't have a mask on or if you cough in a public place or whatever, how people are reacting to that. And what we're seeing is, like I say, fear builds its own prison walls. It makes people stupid. And they know that. So we have a new variant now supposedly coming at us, COVID variant or whatever they're calling it. They give it a different name so that you'll remember it. They come up with a good names, easy to remember, by the way, generally, like COVID. And I mean, we're afraid of one another now. If you don't, you know, lockdowns, I mean, people are willing to lock down their businesses, whatever they want to do, not let people work for them if they say, gee, I have a religious objection to that. And we're fighting by that way on the front lines. We've done some papers and provide people with letters they can write to the government to protest these things. But, it's gotten to the point where our rights are completely being stripped away, in my opinion. Most people don't even believe in the First Amendment. College students now that are asked, do they believe in the rights to speak free speech? They're basically saying no. They believe that you can use violence to shut people up you don't agree with, knock them down, and throw them out of the way. We've seen that with all these protests around the country where they're using violence now. And that is their answer. And it's changing the face of the country. Like I say, this country is not going to be the same. And one thing I'm seeing here, and we have to be very careful, is we're moving into, like I said, a global kind of, I would say, mindset, where we're going to be able to just say, okay, we're going to move in this direction. This is the way the world's going to move. We're going to go with it. And we're seeing that in this country. We're seeing it in Europe, we're seeing it in other countries around the world, and like I said, people are scared to death of these so-called viruses that just come out of nowhere. Or do they come out of nowhere? That's the big question. Where do they come from? They just bounce into our existence and bounce out when it's time for them to bounce out, and we get a new one coming in and out. I mean, does that really make sense? It's like watching a well-drafted, screenplay for a sci-fi movie.
Just about. And so here's the thing. John, you have a form that's basically how to request a religious accommodation for COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the workplace. We have, and I'll let you discuss how to do that, but we have something in front of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals right now, basically that has put a stay on the vaccine mandates for workplaces with more than 100 employees, even though it's been suggested that maybe workplaces with less than 100 employees should get it as well. It should apply there too, you know, equal protection under the law. The bigger problem I have is, as you just pointed out, was the constitutional aspects of them having the inherent right to come in and violate your body with one of these experimental vaccines that they basically misrepresented what the potential outcome could be, which could be very negative for a lot of people. As we've known, a majority of the people in Israel, 95% of their population, have been vaccinated. And these people, there's more reported cases of COVID there among the vaccinated than the 5% that aren't. So I'm just wondering, a lot of these airlines and places already have denied religious accommodations. And so I'm just wondering, first off, if you could explain how to request it, and secondly, what to do if it's denied. Because we're seeing
go to our website. We have a paper there called Know Your Rights, How to Request a Religious Accommodation, and we go through it very clearly step by step. But one thing that most people don't realize is the courts are moving in lockstep generally with the governors of Virginia. Just yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the vaccine mandates for Massachusetts for their hospital workers. There were workers there who refused to get vaccinated. They were fired to put on unpaid leave. So Justice Breyer basically agreed with the hospital, and they're blocking that. It can be very, very difficult. What I'm seeing is that there are legal things you can do. We have a letter you can send into the government. You can contact OSHA, groups like that, and hopefully get them to think about it. And there is a possibility in some situations. However, what we're facing is we have a Supreme Court today that basically, in my opinion, is not enforcing our rights. They're not backing us up. And that means we have to keep pressuring them with our request, going through the process in our paper, Know Your Rights. But also, I'm trying to get local communities. You mentioned the 10th Amendment, which is very, very good. The 10th Amendment basically says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government and push it back. I'm asking local communities, people in local communities, to get together, take over their local communities, start some really good peaceful protests, blocking and doing the things that some of the greats of the past did that changed history, and take over your local governments and push this back. That is the only hope we have. The federal government we have today, like I said, is basically run by a thing we call the deep state, and which is basically the CIA, the NSA, contractors, powerful banks in Wall Street, and they run everything. It was a memo that was leaked back in 2015 by the FBI called the Seventh Floor Group, where they referred to the group that ran the government, and that people started calling it the deep state because it's located seven stories underground. This is what, well, think about this for a second. It's seven stories underground in Washington, D.C. What else is down there in Washington, D.C.? So they already have their underground bunkers and stuff. I've been in it, actually went down one story. Well, I don't know how many stories. When I was up in, many years ago, I had a congressman invite me downstairs to see what some of the categories they have. And I was amazed when we went down this long elevator underneath the Capitol building and opened the elevator. I walked out. Trans were moving back and forth. People were getting on them like they were going to here or there to New York or something, but way underground. I said, "What is this?" He said, "John, this is how we live here in Washington, D.C." He said, "We have to leave." And he took me upstairs. So I just got a peek at it. This is the government we've had for years, folks. They don't, like I say, we don't care. So the only hope we have today, I think, is, and you cited the 10th Amendment. is to take over local governments and push them back in the face and say, we're not going to do this in our town. We're going to stop this stuff right now and put a stop to it completely. You can do that, but you have to get up. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month and screen devices. We have to put down the screen devices that are, by the way, run by the government working with the large corporations like Facebook and Google, who work with governments across the world. Google works with the Chinese government enforcing their social credit scores. So they're feeding us all this information, and people are just mesmerized. You can't get them up to do anything today.
And amazing.
Programs like this are really important for an essential reason. Hopefully we can get the word out and get people up off their butts and out into the streets, you know, singing power to the people. And that's what we need.
For sure. Well, Oroville, California has just done that. They basically declared their republic independence from Gavin Newsom. So we'll see how that works out. What's your thought process on that? Do you think they're doing the right thing?
They're doing the right thing. I think that it's local communities. That was the whole point of the Bill of Rights, to show that local communities can run things. That's why you have a First Amendment. That's another thing I ask people. What's the First Amendment say, folks? And they'll look at me kind of blankly. I'm going, wait a minute. Didn't you go to school? Some of them lawyers, I ask that. They can't give me the freedoms in the First Amendment, the right to free speech, freedom of religion, the right to protest, to, you know, petition the government for redress agreements. It's all things you can do.
Expression.
Those are all guaranteed freedoms. Yes, freedom of expression. And the Fourth Amendment, we have bodily integrity. They're not supposed to be watching us, touching us, doing anything at all unless we agree to it. And if you don't agree to this or that, they should keep their damn hands off of you and not be pushing people around to do this or that. But the other thing that we're facing, and people have to understand this, is that the things that most people watch on TV, on CNN, stuff like that, be careful, that's also filtered by the government. Bob Woodward and Bernstein showed that after the Nixon impeachment, Bernstein started working with different groups, the great journalists. He came to the conclusion, he said, well, I can't believe how many government agents work with these people. This is not free.
Yeah, John, hold that thought. We're going to be back after the break, and we'll take your calls, 844-769-2944. Stay with us.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. To thank our customers, we are offering a 15% discount this week from now until November the 30th. Dropship items are excluded. No code is necessary. The discount will be applied at checkout. We appreciate and thank you for your support of the Power Hour Radio Show. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Be healthy.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 12:32 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday, at the end of the month, November 30th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we thank you for calling up and making your donations, too, because it's also Giving Tuesday. And because of the fact that, you know, we are all in survival mode right now, especially those of you who have not woke but have awakened and understand that your rights may be trampled upon as we speak. We are in the age of COVID-19 right now, where there is every kind of mechanism out there designed to scare the American public into submission. A greater number of them have complied with the government and gotten the jab. We have reported continuously in our efforts to educate you that there may be some very bad effects, including death, that may happen if you get these jabs. A lot of people, at least over 20% of the American population, have elected not to get the jab. The Biden administration has called them unpatriotic in an attempt to continue to divide us. This is the divide we fall. Divided we fall. United we stand. And so to that effect, we have John Whitehead with us back for this next half hour, 844-769-2944. We are taking your phone calls. Chance in West Virginia, thanks for holding. You have a question for John.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave, for allowing me to call back. Mr. Whitehead, I truly admire you. If you could bear with me, I'm a little nervous speaking to you. But I saw you over the years, after all these other so-called patriot organizations came and went, you stayed the course, and that shows me your integrity. I just had to tell you that. And like I said, I bought your books, Battlefield America and The Government of Wolves, when they came out. And if anybody reads them, it should send shivers down their spines, what's going on in this country. And you hit the nail on the head, Mr. Whitehead. Mr. Whitehead, I also want to bring something to your attention. You mentioned the underground bunkers. Now, I don't know if you're aware, you're in Charlottesville. When I first settled down here 13 years ago, I took that Amtrak train. There's a stop there in Charlottesville. So I'm a little familiar where you're at. But getting to my point, about 30 miles from me, Mr. Whitehead, there's the Greenbrier Hotel and Resort. I don't know if you know, but there's an underground bunker there. They say it's inactive, but it's been there for years, I believe since the 50s. Are you aware of that?
Yes, and there's another one there also. I think it's a place called Mount Cherry. It's on top of a mountain there.
Yeah, this Greenbrier Hotel and Resort is, it's about maybe 30 miles from me. It's owned by our governor, Jim Justice. He owns this. They say every president since Eisenhower has stayed at this exclusive hotel and resort since, I believe, Eisenhower. And they say it's inactive, but I don't know about that. This is where they have the Greenbrier Classic Golf course, which they show on TV. It's a very exclusive place. But like I said, they say it's inactive, and I believe they have tours. You can only go in so far, and then they turn you back. It's gated off. But I refuse to believe that it's not active and ready to be used. Since you mentioned the underground bunkers, I had to bring that up and get your opinion. And that's about all I had to say. Once again, Mr. Whitehead, I truly admire you. You're a great American patriot. You stayed the course. And I admire that. It shows a lot of integrity. And God bless you, sir. And thank you for taking my call now.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for your call, Chance. Surprisingly, there's more if you're listening. John has also written another novel, which we were talking about before we came on the program. And, John, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I have a new novel. It's my most recent book. It's called The Eric Blair Diaries. It's about the future here, about 50 years from today, and the country's broken down. And George Orwell comes from the past and works with a young man named Eric Blair. And trying to overthrow the government we see, but it's a government, it's basically like our government today. It's runs everything and controlled by robotics, which is, by the way, if you haven't heard about the singularity doctrine, people get ready, listen to it, because Google has predicted by 2029, the human mind is going to fuse with the computer and the internet world and the machine, so that the human mind is basically going to become a machine. And with this metaverse, I don't know if you've heard much about that, but when Zuckerberg noticed that Facebook would be moving toward the metaverse, he was talking about a fictional world where everything would be artificial holograms and stuff, basically surrounding the young people. And that's where things are moving. That's why I'm telling people, be very careful what you see on screen devices. Be very, very careful. You may realize they may not be real. And so that's where things are headed. And we're moving down a path in this country, and again, around the world, like Google wants us. The fellow SpaceX, Elon Musk, with his Neuralink, I don't know if you've heard of that. But
I have.
That's a chip that you put in the prefrontal lobe, and that will connect you with the computer. Once that happens, and most people are going to jump at it, in my opinion. They'll jump at the being embedded with basically chips, computer chips. They're going to jump at it, many of them, and like it very much so. And they're going to be connected to total computer systems. They're going to see things that look real but are not going to be real, like people walking down the street or whatever. But one thing I'm sure of, robotics is going to take over sooner than we think, within the next 10 to 15 years. Elon Musk said it, the guy who did SpaceX. He says, I've been warning people they will not get it till they see the robot coming at them down the street. And so we're moving into a different world now. These are things, though, however, and I'll put it again, like I say, if you know your rights, you can fight back against this, especially at the local level. But getting people to wake up is another thing. And people listening to this program, you can be people who awake others. Wake up your neighbors. Get them on the phone. Talk to them. Get them together in groups, meet, and that's what this country was based on. People who got together and said, we ain't putting up with this crap anymore. We're going to fight back.
Well, that's one of the reasons, too, John, that, they wanted to separate us and contain us in our homes, you know, with these lockdowns. And we found out that the lockdowns were not only destructive as far as the economy, but as far as human interaction, it just went completely against the narrative that you just spelled out, which was the most productive. I mean, that's how our country was founded, based on communication and the willingness of people to get together and share collective ideas, which now, since we're so divided, it's very difficult for a lot of people in my book to not be afraid that they might be talking to the wrong person, and that person will rat them out to the government.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. The FBI is well known. Again, these are all things I've written about and studied and documented. The FBI, tell people, get together and say, we're getting this group together. And I said, be careful. If you get this group together, be sure you're checking about everybody that's in the group, because the FBI, since the 1960s and probably the 1950s, I mean, in the 1960s, they used to smoke dope with the hippies, grow their hair long, and undermine their movements. They'll do that with any movement. You have to be very, very careful how you're dealing with things. But, again, it can be done if you're careful. You're getting together in a neighbor's meeting. I'd say once a week. I'm calling them civil liberties oversight committees. Get them together. Change that city government you got, which is basically run by money as well. Large corporations move into local city governments, fly people around, take them to dinner, all that stuff, and get their votes. That's why local communities are outraged when they see all of a sudden their communities are changing. All these huge box stores and stuff are coming into their communities. They didn't vote on any of that. They didn't want any of that, but they get it. That's because it's run by money. And that's the basic, again, the people who run the show want your money, and they'll do it with overtaxation. They'll do it with overcharging you. Look at this. People don't realize the top 12 billionaires in America made over $300 million so far, $1 billion during this COVID crisis. They've increased their wealth. They made all that money off of us while people are trying to get by on a daily level. The homeless population has soared, and these people are making more and more money. Where do they get it from? And they don't donate it back, by the way. Is Bill Gates donating to the United States government in some way to reduce our taxes? Is he? No?
I wouldn't think so. 844-769-2944. Chad in North Carolina, you have a question for John.
Yes, sir. I have a few things I could say about what you guys were just discussing, but the main thing I wanted to point out was that in months past you had John Singleton on, and he has, when I had asked him about, you know, with the mask mandates, that, you know, I had asked him, you know, what do you think about an exemption? And he said, well, I wouldn't do that because it's not an exemption. You're forcing people to do something that there is no duty of care for a business to impose on people. They can't just make up their own law. And now at my place of work, the county commissioners decided to lift the indoor mask mandates, but the businesses can still impose them anyway. They haven't mandated the jab yet, but you know, everybody is still wearing the masks, and, you know, I try to put a bug in people's ear about what's going on, and some people might be in agreement, but everybody's just sort of keeping their head down and going along with it. And I've had so many technical issues, I can't even try to get myself together to do something about it. We've had some attempts at changing things here locally. It's kind of been held at bay, but I think, I don't know if
Chad,
people in our...
Yeah, John,
yes,
what's
sir.
Your response to Chad? Yeah, John, what's your response to Chad's concerns here?
Well, I'd be concerned, too. It's very, very difficult to get people to do anything today. I mean, they went into lockdowns. The lockdowns have changed the way people think about things, in my opinion. I mean, when you have people flooding in their homes and you have... Education become virtual in many, many instances now. That's what they want. They want you where they want you on the screen devices. That's what they'd like education to be, basically, virtual education. They'd like city hall meetings to be virtual. They want everything to be controlled at a central point. And the only way they can do that is through their screen devices. And that's why they're flooding us in every direction. And, you know, I'm trying to tell people, and again, the great journalists of the past have come out and said it, like Carl Bernstein, the New York Times, CNN, all those groups are basically groups that work with the government. And when you have a group like Google that works with the NSA, CIA, and helping maintain their intelligence cloud with Amazon for all 17 agencies, They get all that information. They work with all the spy agencies. They're watching everything we're doing. They're turning everything in to the government. I mean, if you're on a screen device, you're going to be watched. You're going to be controlled, and they're going to give you information. With this new movement toward the metaverse with Zuckerberg and Facebook, like I said, it's going to be very difficult to tell what is and what is not the truth. And so I see a future that is everything the Matrix has talked about. I talk about this in my book, The Matrix, and things like that. We're moving into a simulated universe, basically. I know this is hard to understand if you haven't studied it a lot, but like I say, get educated. Education precedes action. If all this is new to you, what you're hearing today, it's been out there for years. You have to read it. You have to read good stuff. If you're going to be looking at the internet, go read the good websites that are out there, like this website that you're dealing with on this program, the Rents Radio Network, the Rutherford Institute, and others, and get educated on these issues. And I got to say, what's facing us right now, children growing up today are not going to have any idea what the past is going to be like. They're wiping the past out. They're tearing down statues across the country. Philip K. Dick, the guy who wrote Matrix and all those and Blade Runner and those great movies, said if you can control the meaning of words, you can control the people who use them. And Orwell said it best, maybe. If you control the past, you can control the future. If you control the future, you control the present. In other words, if you can take away any of these historical figures out there that have been controversial, people who fought for freedom like Thomas Jefferson, if there was no Thomas Jefferson, there would be no Declaration of Independence. And many of the governments around this, state governments who depended on the Declaration of Independence to establish their own governments would not have been established. You wouldn't have the country we have today, but we have people who want to completely destroy all these historical figures. And the question is, do we really want that because they weren't perfect? You're kidding me, folks. Go look in the mirror. You're not perfect.
Yeah, that's a good point. Appreciate your call, Chad. Thank you so much. Our phone number is 844-769-2944. We still have time to take a couple of more calls. We're on the line with John Whitehead. He's an attorney and author of multiple books, including Battlefield America, The War and the American People. You can go to Rutherford.org, which is their website. That's like Rutherford B. Hayes, Rutherford.org. And that's the same spelling. And you can order a copy of that book and read it. And if what Chance is saying is true and it'll make the hair stand up in the back of your neck, maybe that will be enough to motivate you to actually do something. You can actually join the Rutherford Institute and become a member and stay informed. I think, John, you reach out to all the people that sign up and subscribe, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a weekly commentary, newsletters. We get involved in a lot of cases throughout the country that we're seeing. We're involved in every kind of area you can basically – yeah, we do all we can. If it deals with freedom, and that's the key. I want people to be freedom. I want people to be free to think. I want people to be free to walk up to look at me and go, John Whitehead, I disagree with you. I'd like to slap your face. You go, please don't slap my face, but you have a right to disagree with me. That's what I want to hear. I want thinking people, critical thinking people. But the government's trying to shut that down. You know, they're watching everybody. I mean, we've been involved in cases where we have a decorated Marine who criticized the government. A SWAT team shows up at his door with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and arrests him and put him in a mental hospital. His mother called us crying. ACLU, none of the groups would help. We filed a lawsuit and got him out in a week. The judge ruled he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Listen to this. 1.5 million people a year disappear into mental hospitals in this country called civil commitments. I had a reporter from Los Angeles call me and said, John, it's 80,000 in Los Angeles alone. In other words,
on what grounds?
You're considered crazy if you disagree with the government today or combat them. I deal with government agents. Listen, people, I have friends who work with in high government places. They won't even meet with me now. It's like I have a terrible disease. Yeah, whatever that. They definitely don't want to get those. But, you know, when you have the government setting up programs where they Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on every home in America, and the threat assessments go from green to red. If you own a weapon, you can get a red. And people say, well, why all these SWAT team raids? And do you hear much on the mainstream media about SWAT team raids? Not a lot.
Sure don't.
80,000 a year. They're going through people's doors in the middle of the night. They shoot up to 500 dogs a day. They do all these things, you know, and they're getting away with it. Predictive policing. They're reading everything. The local police now have an app called Shadow Dragon, where it used to take 120 days to do a profile of somebody. It takes 2 hours now. They can go in, click on, and find out everything you're doing within 2 hours now. Where you've traveled, license plate readers now, when you're driving down the road, the police are reading your license plates and watching where you are. You going to a political meeting? Are you going to a school board meeting? What are you doing? They can watch you. What are you saying at those meetings? Then go and record that. And they're recording that. Everything you're doing on the internet, predictive policing. And they're trying to catch people before they commit the crimes. A recent study showed, this is crazy, 94% of the people that were arrested in Washington, D.C. over the last year or so for so-called possible crimes through predictive policing by watching their websites and their social media, 94% committed no crimes and didn't even intend to. But they were arrested or taken into custody by police. So what I'm telling people is this is a different world, folks. This is a world that's where we're being watched. We're being controlled. And if we don't stand up pretty soon, I mean, the future generation, kids in school today, public schools, they don't have no idea what's going on. They're not going to have an idea unless you parents take our – we have a Bill of Rights pamphlet, by the way. You can get it. Go online for any donation. Read the Bill of Rights to your kid at home. Teach them. I was on one of the programs not too long ago. A fellow called in and said, John, it works. I read your Bill of Rights pamphlet to my kids, got them into the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment. They had never basically heard of any of that. In a public school, who's paying for the public schools, folks? You are. If you're paying for it, get active and get down to that school board meeting. I mean, you might get arrested now. They're doing that, by the way. They're showing up people's doors who go to public school meetings and object. FBI's actually showed up. So it's a tough world, but if you want freedom, you got to take a stand, and you might get hurt.
Well, John, you know, I'll tell you, the amazing thing is you're in Charlottesville, Virginia, and that whole state basically has become the poster child for this turnaround, and apparently enough people went to Loudoun County, got upset. Yes, it's true that, you know, they're kicking in doors in Denver, Colorado, and other places and harassing people, but they managed to turn the government around in Virginia during the last gubernatorial election. And you have Glenn Youngkin getting ready to step in addition to the state's first African-American lieutenant governor and first Hispanic AG. So, you know, the people did speak there, and I guess this is what you call a contagion in the community when people start to stand up and people start to see the real truth. And I'm surprised that it took that to that extreme for things to turn around like that, and the mainstream media is just befuddled over all this. What's your take on what's going on in your state now with this turnaround?
Oh, I think when the people speak, the people get active, it's good. I think it's a good sign. It's a sign that things can change, that you can make change. All is not lost. We're not in communist China yet, but I say yet. It's moving in that direction. That's the way the internet is moving us, and they want to move us that way. Google, all those companies want that control. They want control. And like I say, the future generation, I think the generation we have now, some of the younger people coming up, our age people out there who have raised kids and moved on, we can still make an impact, but we have to educate those in our towns and local governments about free government. And free government is the people at meetings, at events where the government meets, at city councils, school board meetings. I mean, you want to change that school of yours and they're not teaching the Bill of Rights. Some of them don't even teach the Declaration of Independence anymore. Make them do it. You're paying the expenses for all this stuff and you're sacrificing your child to the system. Make them teach those things. And it's going to take some people out there. And again, we defend a lot of people that do those things. You might get arrested. But if you're afraid of getting arrested, then go home and whimper and hide in the corner. But here's the thing. When the hammer falls, the only people who are going to be responsible for that are the people who kept their mouth shut when they needed to speak up. And that's what we're here to speak up.
Hear, hear. And this is the thing, is the people in Loudoun County and the Texas mom who said she didn't want books about pedophilia in their son's school library and actually went in there and started reading excerpts from it. And then, of course, the school board responded with, you know, there are kids here. Yeah, but this stuff is exposed in our library. Well, that's for high school kids. And you don't think high school kids are impressionable? I mean, if it hadn't been for the lockdowns, parents wouldn't have seen what the kids were getting on their computers when they were doing all of their remote learning. And so, you know, this is, I think, what touched off a lot of it. But this stuff's been going on for a while now. And thank God for the Freedom of Information Act. Do you have anything on your website that caters to FOIA requests as well? Because I think that's been a real important hinge pin here.
Oh, yeah. And you can call us for assistance. But, yeah, you go to our website. We have a lot of constitutional sections, things people can go to and learn how to fight back, filing petitions.
Well, John Whitehead, I really appreciate your time. We are out of time, but I'll tell you what, this has been an exciting hour talking to you. Rutherford.org is the website, folks. The number 434-978-3888. If you want to call the Rutherford Institute, you can do that. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour. We will see you tomorrow. Remember to give. It's Tuesday right now. Call Jay at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Make your donation today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, John, for joining us for this hour-long segment of What's Important in Our Lives. Until tomorrow, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.